This is Jay Sekulow. Breaking news, ISIS claims responsibility for the London terror attack.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
ISIS now claiming responsibility for that deadly London terror attack. As police are continuing to conduct raids across the United Kingdom, at least 8 people arrested as that investigation widens.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
In addition to those killed, authorities today are saying that 29 people remain hospitalized, 7 in serious condition, and the nationalities, they span the spectrum, including an American hurt, as well as folks from France, Germany, Italy, Ireland, you name it. This truly was an attack on us all.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We've got breaking news. The UK officials have identified the assailant who is ISIS-affiliated. His name is Khalid Massoud. He was on a watch list, had a previous arrest record, exactly what we were talking about on yesterday's broadcast. At least 8 people have now been arrested in the London area as a sweep has taken place, and ISIS has claimed responsibility.
We have now 3 victims plus the terrorist who have been killed. ISIS has claimed responsibility through the messaging app Telegram, calling Khalid Massoud the name of this ISIS terrorist, born in Britain, 52 years old. So not a young man, had a 20-year criminal history, and 5 years ago had been under investigation, at surprise, surprise, by MI5, that's like the FBI in the UK. He was under investigation for terrorist ties. So all of the elements we discussed yesterday on the broadcast came together when identifying the profile of this individual. Violent criminal history, assault, weapons charges from all the way from 1983 to 2003. Then 5 years ago, he's under surveillance by MI5 for terrorist ties. Now he has killed an American. That American was celebrating with his wife their 25th wedding anniversary from Utah. Again, his wife is in serious condition, so she's still hospitalized, along with 29 other people who remain hospitalized.
And what they're calling a catastrophic condition.
Also,
by the way,
a London teacher from Spain who was killed, and the police officer, the hero in this situation, who tackled the terrorist Khalid Massoud and was stabbed to death, but also Khalid Massoud, the terrorist, was killed. As you said, though, Dad, 8 more people have been arrested overnight in London.
So this idea that this is a get the word lone wolf out of your vocabulary when it comes to this issue, because these are rarely acting. So they may have done the event themselves, but the planning of it, and you end up with 8 arrests, which begs the question: you were immediately able to arrest 8 people. It was probably on intelligence information they found at the site, but this tells you the nature of what's exactly going on here. And this is well-coordinated. This is an ISIS attack. ISIS has claimed responsibility for it. We're also getting comments coming in, Logan, on Facebook and Periscope. We want to get those. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're also going to be talking about the situation with Representative Nunez saying that President Trump's associates, and perhaps President Trump, was in fact surveilled by the FBI. We'll have a lot on that discussion as well. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110.
All right. Yep. Join us on Facebook and Periscope now. A lot of people are commenting. So a lot of people are saying, what about this lone wolf theory that's going out? And a question about ISIS that came in. Maybe we take a quick ticket. ISIS seems to take credit for everything. How do we know they're really involved in this?
Well, this is home. ISIS is well produced right now as far as how they operate, both over social media, through the methods they're utilizing. So you look at the methodology here, it was a knife and it was a vehicle. And that is the preferred method right now for ISIS. I mean, I hate to say it that way, but that's the fact. Yep. And that's how you know.
And I think it appears it was an ISIS-inspired terror cell, because 8 individuals have been arrested along with the attacker who was killed. So 9 people are now included in the investigation of this terror attack claimed by ISIS. And again, this fits the profile of an ISIS attack. That's why.
Yeah, so I think it was a good question. Whoever brought it in, Logan, that was a good question. All right, let everybody know what they need to do to get involved.
Yeah, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Once again, 1-800-684-3110. Join us on Facebook or Periscope. Search for Jay Sekulow. Go to the Jay Sekulow page, or just directly facebook.com/Jay Sekulow. The show doesn't end there. We talk during the breaks.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. Confirmation hearings are taking place in the U.S. Senate for Judge Neil Gorsuch of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit to replace Justice Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. Judge Gorsuch is exceedingly qualified. He has a proven constitutional conservative record, but the left will stop at nothing to defeat him. They don't want a proven conservative on the court. Now it is more important than ever, as these hearings are underway, to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Gorsuch's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition to confirm Judge Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your call at 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about three items today that are very important. One is we now have identified the attacker in England, in London, in the terrorist attack, Khalid Massoud, who had been on a watch list, has a previous arrest record. ISIS has claimed responsibility. We'll go more into that. We're also looking at today a vote on the repeal of Obamacare. We'll take your calls and comments on that. Are you in favor of the American Health Care Act, as it's called? The president is meeting with members of Congress right now. And then we're also going to be taking your calls and comments as it relates to this disclosure from Representative Nunez that, in fact, Donald Trump affiliates and maybe the president were actually being surveilled by the FBI. That raises a whole host of issues, and that's why he went over and met yesterday. Let's go to Than Bennett quickly here on the update on the legislation, because that's happening right now.
Yeah, the bill is literally on the floor of the House as we speak, Jay. This is the bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. The discussion that's happening right now, and it's actually happening at the White House between the president himself and members of the House Freedom Caucus, which are the most conservative members of the Republican conference, trying to get to 215 votes to pass this legislation. Jay, I do think they will probably strike a deal, but we do not have a time frame for that vote right now because they are trying to find a balance that will get the conservative members all the way onto the bill without pushing some of the centrist members off. So President Trump, he is having to earn his stripes, his reputation in the art of the deal. It is on the line today.
Yeah, well, we'll talk more about that as well. But that that could be an historic vote. And by the way, let me follow up on that, Than. But the language regarding the defunding of groups like Planned Parenthood, that's still in there, correct?
It is in there. And the president, Jay, to his credit, has said that it is not coming out. And by the way, it does come out, I don't think it can pass the United States Senate. So that is a huge win for us and a big reason that if I were in the House, I'd be voting yes today.
Do we have any sound on the president saying that, or is that just an issued statement through a tweet? Yeah, from the meeting. So, I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I've started to see some of the reaction by some of those most vocally opposed to the American Health Care Act. And I think that they are, again, the unwillingness to compromise means legislation never gets through. And so, yes, you can have issues with this. We have issues with parts of this. It is not perfect. It is being done through reconciliation, which is not the normal legislative process. They're doing that so that it's quickly repealed, so that, as Than said, the tax pressure is off all of us immediately, retroactively.
Right.
I mean, for the taxes that are being filed as we
speak.
So it's
very, very significant.
That's getting some mixed thoughts online. Like Joy said, this whole thing needs to be repealed. Obamacare completely. Don't save any of it. Why are we doing this? So that's from Joy. A lot of comments like that coming through. People maybe don't understand the steps involved.
Yeah, because this is, look, in the perfect world, I would like to see a complete repeal of Obamacare and then a phased-in replacement approach. They can't do that through a reconciliation. So this is a reconciliation bill. There's limits on what you can do in a reconciliation bill, and that's what's being put forward. Having said that, and let me say this clearly, the losing the funding for Planned Parenthood, that they're not going to get $500 million a year, and the fact that there's going to be the ability for the states to deal with these block grants are two very big wins in this bill. And the ending of the mandates, the ending of the cases like Hobby Lobby and the Little Sisters of the Poor, those are a big deal. So for those that are listening or watching on Facebook and Periscope that are asking that question, we get it. But you got to understand, there's only so much that can be done at this phase.
And it also does mean, Than, I just want to make it clear to everybody, though there are portions, I get what, you know, people, if you get really specific, they mean, you know, the full repeal of Obamacare as a separate vote. There, if this passes through the House and Senate and is signed by the president, Obamacare is gone. There is not Obamacare anymore. It will be Republicans who are responsible for the nation's health care.
Yeah, I'd say the majority.
I think the best way to put it, Jordan, is.
Go ahead, Dan.
I just think the best way to put it is if this passes, there is now no mandate to carry insurance under the individual mandate. Yeah. That is the core of Obamacare. So, yes, it will be gone. A lot of the debate is over regulations, Jay, but if you put that into the bill, it will not survive under reconciliation.
I understand
in the Senate,
that.
So you're going to have to do that later, one way or another.
No, I completely understand that, and I can concur. But Logan give you a read from social media here. Just people need to understand this is how people are reacting. Dan, you're dealing with this in Washington. You need to know where people are.
Yeah, largely negative. I would say that. Cassie just said, why do you think the repeal will work? It seems like this will not work. Why is the government even involved in this? We must repeal and replace. Why are you even supporting this, Jay? So a couple of people obviously are on the bandwagon, understanding that the Planned Parenthood part is a huge deal, but a lot of people upset that Obamacare is not being repealed.
Do they understand that this is the repeal of Obamacare? I want to make that clear to people. I'm glad those questions are coming in, Logan. This is the repeal of Obamacare through this system. Now, I know that friends of ours on radio that maybe right after our program are saying that, you know, they want a straight repeal vote and then a replace vote later, but that's not politically viable right now.
No, people are too concerned that if you just repealed it, which may pass the House, may even get through the Senate, and have no provisions there at all to replace it, that you may be put in a situation where politically could be suicidal, in the sense that you have repealed this law, not replaced it with anything, and then sent the insurance system into a complete tailspin, which would then end up causing more confusion and possibly more increase in costs. So you have to take this in stride, take this in steps, and I think count your victories where you can. Getting rid of the individual mandate, block granting Medicaid, defunding Planned Parenthood. For goodness sakes, folks, how much more do you want in a reconciliation piece of legislation done in the first 60 days of a president's term in office? If it's not good enough for your member of Congress, they are acting a bit too much on principle, I think, because these are members of Congress who no one usually gives much attention to.
And they're getting a lot
and
of
suddenly
attention.
They get the press following the freedom, you know, and we work very closely with these are some of our closest friends in Congress who stand up for us on a number of issues. But I think that they are liking the attention a little bit too much and are willing ultimately, because these were early supporters oftentimes of Donald Trump. Than, it appears to me that, like Congressman Meadows, a good friend of ours, has indicated he's very close to a deal. And Ted Cruz is also involved in brokering this, Dan. It's from the Senate to make sure it will work through the Senate reconciliation rules and the Byrd rule. But that Mark Meadows, who leads that Freedom Caucus, is close to this moving forward with a deal that would again release his members of the caucus to vote yes, which would then mean it passes probably.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and
Jordan. In fact,
go ahead, Dan.
Well, I was just going to say, in fact, this morning, Mark Meadows said that he is going to be a yes if the agreement he reached with the president can be put into legislative form and survive the Byrd rule in the Senate. So I agree. Those negotiations are productive. He's gotten some wins. I think he'll be a yes in the end.
All right.
Yep, a comic just came in and said, why the hurry to get this even passed? It sounds like Obamacare Part 2.
It really isn't Obamacare Part 2, and the reason it's hurry to get it passed is legislation moves in cycles, and this is the cycle you're in. This was the first thing the president said he wanted to get rid of was the Affordable Care Act. It is. Let me reiterate again what it gets rid of, folks. What did we fight over? The individual mandate, the compelling the nonprofits like Little Sisters of the Poor to have to do to provide a board of feasance. What else did we try to get rid of? The tax. What else did we try to get rid of? A mandate to cover for insurance coverage so the premiums would start going. All that goes, in addition to Planned Parenthood. So, I mean, I think we have to be, this is the practical reality of the situation, and I think that's what we need to be looking at here. It's just the practical politics of the moment. Go ahead.
I mean, generally, that's just the comments. Let's go ahead and take a call, though. Right. Let's go to some of these comments that aren't related necessarily to this, but let's try and take some of them anyway. Let's go to Anthony in Georgia.
Hi, Anthony. Go ahead.
Hey, congratulations on getting Planned Parenthood defunded.
Well, it's not until much. It's signed.
Okay. Now, sir, I have one. I guess I'm looking for a little insight from your perspective, yep. Sir. Yesterday, when Senator Nunes, you know, gave a briefing to the public and all, he said that the CIA and the NSA are cooperating and sending their documents as requested.
Yep.
However, he pointed out that the FBI
right.
has not yet responded to
Correct.
That letter. I still think Comey's involved in it, sir.
That's well, not- I mean, you listen, and the FBI has not responded. Let me play soundbite number one here. This is Representative Nunez.
I recently confirmed that on numerous occasions, the intelligence community incidentally collected information about U.S. citizens involved in the Trump transition. Details about U.S. persons associated with the incoming administration, details with little or no apparent foreign intelligence value, were widely disseminated in intelligence community reporting.
Yeah, he also said that it had nothing to do with Russia. Mm-hmm. So I think that's absolutely significant as well.
And it goes to the unmasking issue that Jim Comey was
Let's
talking
define
about.
Unmasking for everybody. That is the giving the names of these individuals that normally you do. You usually say U.S. citizen A or B, but here they actually use the name and maybe even the president's name.
Yes, when U.S. citizens are caught up in surveillance that hasn't been authorized on U.S. citizens, so on other individuals but not that American, they are just identified, as you said, U.S. American 1, U.S. citizen 2. These Trump officials and possibly even Trump himself were unmasked in an investigation or surveillance that was unrelated to Russia.
Yeah. And here is the statement from Nunez. Well, we don't have time to play it. We'll play it when we come back from the break. That deals exactly with this, the fact that the FBI has not yet responded. So this is a very big deal. We'll get into more of that when we come back from the break. We'll let everybody know how they can participate.
That's right. Phone lines are jammed right now, but you get your comments in on Facebook and Periscope. And we do read all those and get many of them on the air. So again, Facebook.com/JSekulow. Phone lines are jammed, but they'll open up as well as 1-800-684-3110. Again, if you're watching online or if you're listening, you want to log on over because we don't stop during the breaks. It's a great way to keep the show going for the full hour with no breaks. Find us over there on social media or at aclj.org. We'll be right back with more on JSekulow Live.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. Confirmation hearings are taking place in the U.S. Senate for Judge Neil Gorsuch of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit to replace Justice Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. Judge Gorsuch is exceedingly qualified. He has a proven constitutional conservative record, but the left will stop at nothing to defeat him. They don't want a proven conservative on the court. Now it is more important than ever, as these hearings are underway, to support this nominee.
The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Gorsuch's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition to confirm Judge Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, if you're just joining us, we now have the name of the London ISIS-inspired, at least, and ISIS-directed, it looks like, attack in London, Khalid Massoud. Khalid Massoud has now also, his investigation, he's dead. Three other citizens have been killed, including a police officer that really was protecting the Prime Minister. An American was also killed. There's many what they're calling was catastrophic casualties, so that situation may, in fact, the number may go up. But also, this is an individual, ISIS has claimed credit for it as well, and this is an individual that utilized a typical ISIS tactic, that tactic being automotives or vehicles and knives. And they wreak a lot of havoc with that, but we also have a background on this individual.
That's right. So he's 52 years old, born in Britain, comes from the Islamic world. You could see that from some of the images released of him and his name. So he's not like a convert. Khalid Massoud, 52, has a 20-year criminal record from 1983 to 2003, a number of assaults, so violent criminal behavior. And
as a lot of these guys do.
And weapons charges. Exactly. They are always under some kind of investigation. But he wasn't just under having normal problems with the law. 5 years ago, he started being investigated by the UK's version of our FBI, their MI5. Domestic team, surveillance and protection. MI5 was investigating Khalid Massoud, and they said he was just a peripheral figure back then. Now, that dated back years ago. And now, you know, they like to talk about the single individual involved in the attack.
Eight arrests.
Well, last night, eight arrests were made. As far away as 2 hours from London, by the way, up in
so
Birmingham.
These cell groups are deep. You understand that? So when it's one guy doing the act, that doesn't mean it was just one guy involved in the act. So that's just the nature of what we've got. All right, Logan, let's go ahead and take a phone call at 1-800-684-3110. So we'll get our radio audience fully engaged here. And also, if you're watching on Facebook or Periscope, we encourage you to share this with your friends.
Again, we are hitting multiple topics today. Yep. So if the calls are a switch topic, fair warning. All right, let's go ahead and take, let's go to Michael, who's calling in Nevada.
Hi, Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, my question is, do you guys think that Comey will either resign or maybe even go to jail?
No. I think he's – this is – he. Jordan said this when we watched him the other day, and we watched General – I can't remember the general's last – I'm sorry. The NSA
Rogers.
Mike Rogers. You watch both of them. They're going nowhere. This is the way they are. I am going to play you the bite where Nunez says we're getting cooperation from everybody, but we haven't heard from the FBI. This is on the issue of the wiretaps or intelligence surveillance, which Congressman Nunez says, based on information he read in classified reports, that Trump officials were named in it and unmasked, and possibly even the president as well. Let's go ahead and play it.
And now, of course, we don't actually know yet officially what happened to General Flynn. We just know that his name leaked out, but we don't know how it was picked up yet. That's one of the things that we asked for in our March 15th letter, was for the NSA, CIA, and FBI to get us all the unmasking that was done. And I'll tell you, NSA is being cooperative, but you know, so far the FBI has not told us whether or not they're going to respond to our March 15th letter, which is now a couple weeks old.
Yeah, so there you have it. But I don't see them going. I just don't see them going anywhere. What kind of attention is this? By the way, with the information coming out from Congressman Nunez, it may well be that this whole thing ends up blowing over, the whole wiretap thing. I think it's meaningless at this point. They asked the president if he felt vindicated, and he said, what did he say?
Somewhat vindicated by this. So, again, the idea that there was surveillance being done, they were caught up Trump officials, possibly Trump himself. That the surveillance, as Chairman Nunez, the House Intel Committee chairman, indicated, was done legally. So it would have been legal surveillance. It was the unmasking that would have been illegal. And let me inform you who can unmask, from the words of Jim Comey, our FBI director. Not just NSA officials and bureaucrats there, but guess who? Obama appointees like Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor, and Ben Rhodes, deputy National Security Advisor. So individuals in the White House could have unmasked these transition team folks who were certainly under surveillance and potentially even the president-elect himself, Donald Trump. And so this, again, I think you will see the Democrats push back because the way this was announced, but they have got to be shaking in their boots that there is now intelligence that shows that there was surveillance
of the then president-elect or the Republican nominee for president. That's a big news and big development, period. All right, let's go ahead and take another call, Logan.
All right, continuing on, let's go to Mary in L.A. on line five.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. My question is it true that the American Health Care Act is still going to allow illegal immigrants to have insurance?
Okay, so Than, let's talk about, again, this is a reconciliation bill, but Than, let me go to you on this, the situation with the illegals and insurance.
Well, the question on all of those regulations for insurance companies, they're in Title I of the bill, Jay. A lot of them cannot be reached through the reconciliation process. So some of those regulations will stay in place until Secretary Price can reach them or until you can get 60 votes to override them. Some of those things, that is one example, are things that cannot be reached in this phase of the process.
Logan, is it still, are you still, after we explain the situation with the reconciliation bill, what's the kind of the trend on Facebook now with regard to Periscope on social media? We'll talk to our radio audience too about this bill.
You know, it's
still mixed.
It's very mixed. People understand a little bit more. And, you know, it depends. The people that listen that are the pro-life activists see this as a huge win. It's something that I think you could have had the worst health care coverage ever. And seeing this defunding Planned Parenthood, they don't care about the rest. And I think there's a big portion of our audience that kind of feels that way.
Yeah.
That even if it was Obamacare, without that big part of
Obamacare was a huge boost to the abortion industry.
Right. So if it's, so you take out that part, it's a huge win. But it's still, I mean, comments obviously are coming out on multiple topics, so we're trying to keep covering. Yeah. But that's a thought.
So here's the thing I think we've got to be clear on, and that is there are people that are listening to other broadcasts, Jordan. They're hearing a, from other conservative talk show hosts saying this is a disaster allowing this to happen.
I respect it. I
just disagree.
I get that people would like to see just a repeal vote straight up and then a new legislation. I think that what is more likely is that we need to do what we can through reconciliation first and then take those steps. So let's get the individual mandate finished, you know, put it to rest, which this does. Let's block grant Medicaid to the states instead of this per capita that
get
they were
doing.
Get rid
of the, okay, the mandates so that, on, like...
No more religious trying to impose abortifacient coverage on religious groups and all those different mandates that came from HHS rules and IRS rules. Third, of course, the defunding of Planned Parenthood entirely by the federal government. Though that, again, so you are dismantling Obamacare. Remember when we were talking about the Supreme Court case that was focused on the individual mandate, the court could have said, okay, the mandate's gone, which we all said that in itself would mean that Obamacare was finished, even if the court didn't say explicitly that the whole law had to go. Now, that didn't happen in the Supreme Court case, but now we have the potential to do that legislatively through reconciliation. You take out the individual mandate, you are ripping out the heart of Obamacare, and if you do that, it no longer exists, and you've kind of got a clean slate now to start the process of really putting forward legislation that is a good replacement for the Affordable Care Act. This is just step one, and I believe people like Tom Price, these are true conservatives who were in Congress. I believe these folks,
and
that
we understand
want more
that we
done.
We understand that, listen, this is a phase one, and you never know with politics. You don't always worry about where you can get to phase two or phase three. All right, that does it for the first 30 minutes of the program, but this broadcast is an hour, and Logan's going to let you know how you can get it.
That's right. If you don't get the full hour, JSEC, you're live on your local station. If you listen on SiriusXM, many of the stations do, but if you don't, or if you want to have a different experience, go over to Facebook.com/JSECulo. Or go to ACLJ.org. You get to see us, talk to us. Again, especially on those social media outlets, you get to put your comments in, discuss, debate with other listeners. And the show never goes to commercial. We do exclusive videos. It's a great way to interact. And again, if you lose us here, Facebook.com/JSeculo. JSeculo Live Podcast, if you need archive later on, or the ACLJ app available on iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, and other Roku devices.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. Confirmation hearings are taking place in the U.S. Senate for Judge Neil Gorsuch. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Gorsuch's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition to confirm Judge Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Freedom.
podcast, everyone. So a couple of topics. Obviously, we've got a name for the ISIS-led or ISIS-inspired attack that took place in London yesterday, Khalid Massoud. Jordan will give information on that in a moment. We are also expecting a vote on the American Health Care Act, the repeal of Obamacare through reconciliation and the defunding of Planned Parenthood in the House. That could come today. And we're also talking about the surveillance report that Chairman Nunes gave to the president, saying that his associates and maybe he himself were actually surveilled by our national security agency. So three big topics. Let's start with Khalid Massoud, though, so we can get everybody up to speed on that, and we'll go and even try to get a call in the segment.
The London terror attack, 29 people remain hospitalized. Three people plus the attacker, so four total, have lost their lives. The victims here are American, Kirk Cochran from Utah, who was visiting London with his wife for their 25th wedding anniversary. So an American was killed by this ISIS terrorist. A London teacher from Spain, and the police officer who tackled Khalid Massoud and was stabbed to death by this terrorist before he was killed, before the terrorist was killed. So you've got those victims plus 29 remain hospitalized. Now, who is Khalid Massoud? He's a 52-year-old Briton. Islamic, obviously. He has a long criminal record from dating back as early as 1983 up to 2003, where he's got convictions for assault, weapons charges.
He's a bad guy.
The way it was reported was a number of criminal convictions. So a bad individual in the criminal realm, but also 5 years ago, he was under investigation by MI5, which is basically the UK's version of the FBI, domestic security. And he was under investigation for terrorism charges. ISIS has claimed responsibility, calling Khalid Massoud, the now dead terrorist attacker, a soldier of the Islamic State, which is their key indication for those who are, at a minimum, inspired by ISIS, who carry out these attacks that ISIS has told people to do. Take the cars, ram them into people, and then stab people.
Yeah, because the knifing intifada started in Israel. The vehicle issue started in Israel as well. This has been a tried tactic of these radical jihadist groups. And ISIS knows that that is the most, listen, honestly, it's the most difficult to stop.
Yes.
Especially in a major metropolitan
area. We also have indications now, we know from arrests last night, and not just in London, but all the way in Birmingham, England, so a couple hours away.
Yeah, 2 hours away.
You've got eight individuals that were arrested and who...
So they're never lone wolves.
It's not just a lone wolf incident. There were, again, some kind of cell operating, or at least individuals who knew about this, that knew he was planning to do this and did nothing to stop it, which tells you also about problems within these Islamic communities, is that there may be people who know about these plans and don't report it to law enforcement officials. But this was, again, it's the typical profile. We talked about it yesterday on the show of who we expected this to be. We said someone who's probably got a criminal troubled past, check one, he's got that. Someone who's probably been under investigation before, check two, he had that. Yeah. Islamic, check three, and then ISIS claims responsibility for it, check four.
Here's what Theresa May, this is Byte 38, had to say, the Prime Minister of Great Britain.
What I can confirm is that the man was British-born, and that some years ago, he was once investigated by MI5 in relation to concerns about violent extremism. He was a peripheral figure. The case is historic. He was not part of the current intelligence picture.
You know, this is, unfortunately, this has happened in the UK. This has happened in the United States, where you have these guys that were on the periphery, but they end up being not in the periphery anymore. They're the ones responsible for the acts. All right. We're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to take more of your calls. We'll talk about the disclosure about the Donald Trump intelligence gathering. We'll talk about the Affordable Care or the American Health Care Act, as it's called, the repeal of Obamacare.
Gorsuch is finishing up today. He doesn't have to answer any more questions.
Yep. No more questions for Judge, soon to be Justice Gorsuch. Democrats threatening a filibuster. I think that'll be nothing. But we'll get a report from Thamm Bennett and all that when we come back from the break. Logan, let everybody know how they can engage.
Yep, just give us a call. There's no lines open right now, but they sure will open up. 1-800-684-3110. Or again, find us online. Exclusive video coming up in this break. If you're watching online, so that's either at ACLJ.org, Facebook, or on Periscope, you get to watch a video we put together just for you guys. It doesn't go out until much later on, if at all, on our social media. So again, exclusive video coming up right after this.
And don't forget our matching challenge at ACLJ.org.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation.
Confirmation hearings are taking place in the U.S. Senate for Judge Neil Gorsuch of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Tenth Circuit to replace Justice Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. Judge Gorsuch is exceedingly qualified. He has a proven constitutional conservative record, but the left will stop at nothing to defeat him. They don't want a proven conservative on the court. Now it is more important than ever, as these hearings are underway, to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Gorsuch's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition to confirm Judge Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've got a full bank of phone calls. Let's take a couple of calls now, Logan, and get some people involved in the conversation.
Yeah, let's take some of those who have been holding for a little bit longer. Let's go to Hazel in Kentucky.
Hi, Hazel. Go ahead.
Hazel's not there. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Hazel.
Go ahead, Hazel. Start over.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for all that you do. My question was regarding Jim Comey, the FBI director. It's my understanding that he reports to the Attorney General.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
I don't understand why there's such difficulty in that case getting information from the FBI.
Because they operate, although the part of the FBI is part of DOJ, they operate independently. The FBI director, Jim Comey's position is a 10-year term. In other words, it goes past presidential appointments, so it's not deemed political, although this is the most political FBI director since J. Edgar Hoover, without question. And you cannot just remove them because you don't like what they're doing, although I do not like what they're doing, and I don't like the way that he's politicized the FBI. I think this is outrageous. I saw that firsthand when we had the fake investigations by the FBI in the IRS scandal when they were clearly violating the law. And Comey's office did nothing. It was a joke. It was a faux investigation. So I don't have any respect for him. I'm sorry to say that, but I don't. And I think that the patience of the American people is getting thin, but there's very little you can do on Than, what's sort of kind of the tone in Congress on him right now?
Well, his term is not set to expire until 2023, and Congress would really, on both sides of the aisle, have to stand up and insist that he be removed. And honestly, Jay, if I'm going to be truthful with you, I agree with Jordan on this point. I think they're too afraid to stand up and insist on more accountability from the FBI. I think the American people are there, Jay, but I don't think the Congress is.
I think you're right.
Yeah, so what we've seen is Jim Comey been able to get away with actions that would be deemed so they are inappropriate. First of all, you had the Republicans upset about what looked like a phony investigation of Hillary Clinton. And then the Clinton campaign upset that Jim Comey reinserts himself into the presidential campaign by reopening the investigation of Hillary Clinton and 4 days later closing it. This is someone who loves politics more than law enforcement. And unfortunately, what I believe is that you see at the NSA, we see through what Chairman Nunez has talked about, there's like an obsession with our political process instead of what their job is. The FBI is supposed to be involved in domestic security matters and law enforcement, and yet so involved in politics. The NSA is supposed to be keeping us safe. They both are, the FBI and the NSA, and yet they're so involved in politics. But as Stan pointed out, as I've said a number of times, I believe members of Congress themselves are scared of the FBI.
Yes, they are.
Because the FBI comes after them and their constituents.
Just like they're coming after the president.
Right. And so as single members of Congress, unless they all come together.
It's not going to happen.
They can't, you know, they're just too, they're not going to do it individually.
It's a fair question. I'm glad the question was asked, but it's very difficult. And he is the most politicized FBI director we've ever had. All right, Logan, let's take another call or comment, either one, whatever you like.
Let's take one more call and we'll take some comments. Right. Let's go to Deborah in Oregon.
Hey, Deborah, go ahead.
Line three.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
I would just like you to please clarify for me about the health care bill.
Yes.
Defunding Planned Parenthood. Yep. Is it forever or only
no,
1 year?
No, a reconciliation bill is only for a year. That's the way it'll start. But remember, this is phase one of a three-phased approach. The president and Tom Price are committed to the defunding of Planned Parenthood, as is a majority of the United States House and Senate. And I'll go to Than quickly on this, but look, this is on page two of the bill. So this is a big part of this bill is defunding of Planned Parenthood. I think it's very important. I understand there are conservatives that disagree. It's a free country. But let's talk about the defunding aspect, then, really quickly here.
It's a defunding of Planned Parenthood for Medicaid for a period of 1 year, effective immediately upon enactment of the bill, Jay. But here's the other thing. It resets the baseline. So for the next spending year, they start at zero and have to convince Congress to refund them. That's much harder than keeping funding.
Yeah. By the way, Chuck Schumer and Bob Casey are voting no on Judge Gorsuch. So I don't know if there's going to be. We haven't talked a lot about that today. I don't know if they're going to try to do a filibuster. If they do, let me predict this: they will lose. There will be a nuclear option, and Judge Gorsuch will be Justice Gorsuch. I have no doubt. Period. This guy scored an A+ in his hearing. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Let's take another call or comment.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's go to there's a lot of comments coming in. A lot of comments about Comey. That seems to be the kind of common thread. They're not necessarily questions, but Comey is way too political. Comey needs to go. Comey seems to work for himself, not the American people. Comey needs to be held accountable.
I agree.
These are the comments that's just a string of comments from multiple different people.
I agree. Jim Comey probably should be criminally investigated himself for his involvement in involved in the political process, which is so inappropriate and maybe illegal for an FBI, especially director. Also, the leaks that keep coming out. Jim Comey has shown no sign, and like he says, he doesn't even respond
to whether
the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee about this new
investigation. Can I talk about that for 1 second? I mean, think about that for a moment. I'll let Jordan finish, but think about that for a moment. He talks about the investigations going into Donald Trump and his associates. When asked if you're investigating the leaks, which should be the thing that concerns everybody the most, Jim Comey's response is, I don't discuss investigations, which he just discussed. Yeah, go ahead and finish.
Yeah, he'll discuss any investigations that he thinks are politically important, but doesn't like to discuss anything involving his own organization and agency, which, by the way, I feel is probably in total disarray.
Yeah, I think that's
we know that Jeff Sessions and these folks have stepped into very difficult jobs, whether it's the Department of Justice that oversees the FBI or the State Department that is such a mess as well. This is part of that draining the swamp. Some of the draining will take years. And whether or not Jim Comey ever gets in line, I don't know. But I do believe that if Congress would come together, because Democrats don't like him either.
No, they think he cost Hillary Clinton the election. Let me play a soundbite here. This is Representative Nunez. This is number three, talking about the House Intelligence Committee and this whole disclosure about possibility of the president even being surveilled.
The House Intelligence Committee will thoroughly investigate surveillance and its subsequent dissemination to determine a few things here that I want to read off. Who was aware of it? Why it was not disclosed to Congress? Who requested and authorized the additional unmasking? Whether anyone directed the intelligence community to focus on Trump associate? And whether any laws, regulations, or procedures were violated?
I'm wondering if we can get any of the information on who authorized. You're not going to get investigation information through a FOIA request. I'm going to have our office look at that. Maybe they have that exemption on investigations.
Because it's important to point out, as Chairman Nunez said, this had nothing to do with Russia.
Yeah.
So this was more like what Donald Trump was talking about in the tweets, whether that was inartful or not, but it was just like surveillance.
Yeah. If we find out that they surveil, let me say this. I said this to our team earlier today. If it in fact is determined that the president of the United States or the president-elect or the Republican nominee for the presidency was surveilled by the FBI and other agencies, this is a big deal, folks. I mean, a really big deal. So let's see where it all leads. And Nunez said it had nothing to do with Russia. So what was it to do with the politics of the moment? All right, let's take another call.
All right, let's go to Tony, who's calling in North Carolina.
Hi, Tony.
Tony, there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
I am not a Trump supporter.
Okay.
And I'm not in favor of Trump care.
Okay. What do you not like? What part of a Trump care do you not like?
I've heard on the news 20 million people are going to lose insurance.
Well, okay. Let's assume that those were people that do not want to keep insurance or have other methods of insuring, because there's other systems that are now available.
Yes, I mean, this number, which was released by the CBO, which, by the way, the CBO told us that 20-plus million people would sign up for Obamacare this year, and 9 million did, so they're wrong there. But I think, Tony, to address some of that concern as well, the idea is that under the CBO scoring of this, they only consider basically the top healthcare plans as people having insurance.
Right.
So if you have a decent plan, but it didn't cover everything that Obamacare made people cover, then that means you don't technically have insurance under their scoring. So that's not 20 million people without insurance. It's 20 million people who don't have the kind of insurance plan that they think covers every single possible thing, including things you may be forced to buy that won't be happening to you for 30 more years.
What Jordan's saying is very important. It's that CBO and scoring, which has never been right, as Jordan said. But and then I'll go to you this quickly. There are plans that would not qualify for the minimum coverage, but would still be acceptable healthcare plan, especially for younger citizens of the United States that really are looking at more catastrophic plans. That's important here. That's what people need to understand. So that CBO scoring has never been very accurate.
Number one, CBO is terrible at guessing coverage levels. Number two, Jordan's correct. If you buy a low coverage like many young people will do, that doesn't count to CBO. And number three, Jay, if you do away with the individual mandate and don't force people to buy, some people aren't going to buy. That's called a choice, not losing coverage.
All right, we are here for the last segment of the broadcast. That's where we take your questions on any topic. We encourage you to engage on that right now.
That's right. Phone lines are starting to clear up a little bit, so we'll have some lines open, probably 1-800-684-3110. If not, you can always get your comments in. And as you hear someone hang up, give us a call or keep calling throughout the segment as phone lines move. We have a bunch of lines. We'll try to get you on the air. Again, that's at 1-800-684-3110 to have your voice heard on the air. You can obviously always join us on Facebook and Periscope. And we talk during the breaks, and we'll take some of these comments that came in on social media during the break. A lot of people want to talk about Comey. It's a pretty interesting day.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, 1-800-684-3110.
We'll be back with more of your calls and comments. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We'll keep you posted there. And as Logan said, we'll take more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We come back from the break right after this.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. Confirmation hearings are taking place in the U.S. Senate for Judge Neil Gorsuch of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit to replace Justice Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. Judge Gorsuch is exceedingly qualified. He has a proven constitutional conservative record, but the left will stop at nothing to defeat him. They don't want a proven conservative on the court. Now it is more important than ever, as these hearings are underway, to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Gorsuch's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition to confirm Judge Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. Last segment, so that means we take all your calls, or as many as we can get to, and I think we'll get to all of them. Let's go ahead, Logan, and start.
Our best. Kelly in Wyoming, line four. You're
Kelly,
on
go
air.
Ahead.
Hi, Jay. I've been following Nunez thing and wondering if his information is related to the earlier news story about the breadcrumbs and the dissemination to the different intelligence agencies that you talked about.
Well, it could be. I mean, he said it was not involving Russia. He was concerned that there was what's called unmasking, which means the revealing of the name. So it wouldn't just say U.S. citizen A. It may well have said President-elect Trump or Donald Trump or Paul Manafort or whoever it might be. That's what we don't know.
He said it looks like the surveillance itself was authorized under the normal processes. It's the unmasking. So the individuals that were protected in the surveillance and not identified that were unmasked, and there's no, he hasn't seen the reasons why or who unmasked them.
Yep.
So I think that's very important here, is that why were these individuals, even if the surveillance was okay.
Why did they release their names?
Why did they release their names to the entire intelligence community?
I agree. I think that's the biggest issue. All right, let's grab another call.
All right, let's go to Brian in Connecticut.
Hi, Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. You keep using the word reconciliation bill, and it sounds like there's some type of limitations to it. Can you just give an explanation?
Sure. Let me go to Than Bennett on that. But in a reconciliation bill, you can't rewrite all the legislation. There's only certain things you can do. It's a budgetary issue. Than, explain it to everybody.
It has to have a direct budgetary impact by either increasing or decreasing revenue. So some of these regulations can't be reached. And, Jay, the reason they're using it is you can pass a reconciliation bill with 51 votes instead of 60, which, by the way, they could not achieve. You could not achieve 60 votes in the United States Senate for this.
But you could get 51. By the way, our Than Bennett has a brand new book out called In Search of the King, Turning Your Desire for Meaning into the Discovery of God by Than Bennett. There, I'm holding it in my hand for Facebook and Periscope. You can see it. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get your books. We encourage you to pre-order it. Now they're already shipping them out, by the way. I got mine. So we encourage you to get it again. In Search of the King, Turning Your Desire of Meaning into the Discovery of God by our Director of Governmental Affairs, Than Bennett. So there we go.
Yeah, go like his page.
Go like his page. Awesome on Facebook. All right.
Let's keep more calls. Let's go to Joe in New York. You're on the air.
Hey, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
First question is, the way Comey has been acting with the Hillary thing and with the Trump thing, and we talked about the soft coup.
Yeah.
Couldn't you make an argument that he is the soft coup?
I mean, Jordan and I watched him in the general, and we said they are the guys.
Yeah, I mean, the NSA, Admiral Mike Rogers, Jim Comey, the kind of number twos and threes at the CIA that Mike Pompeo hasn't been able to replace yet, the deputies. They're all part of this.
Yes.
I believe the intelligence community is they've always – listen, there's been a constant struggle from administration to administration in the intelligence community trying to run the government, unelected officials, because they think they know more and are smarter and better, and they ultimately – I think they get power trips. At the same time, what you're seeing here is a bit unprecedented because they're so out of step with the current administration that they are willing to injure the current administration through these leaks. – And that's why I think, you know, day to day, we have distraction issues coming up. So, I mean, think about this. Just in the last 24 hours.
Quickly.
Terror attack in London.
Yep.
Okay, that's not a distraction. That's one we have to address. Which means no one was watching the Gorsuch final day of his question and answer to the Supreme Court of the United States.
No one was watching it, actually. It was very low.
The reconciliation vote on the repeal of Obamacare may be happening this afternoon. That's just starting to get a lot of attention today.
Right.
And yet we're still talking about unmasking, masking, and the FBI not being responsive to the House Intelligence Committee and Donald Trump under surveillance. It is a strategy by the deep state, by the shadow government, if you will, to distract.
Yeah.
So you can't focus on just the health care and just national security. And I think it has been effective.
I think it has been. All right, let's go ahead. We're going to try to grab these calls as quick as we can.
All right, Carol Jean in Pennsylvania, line two.
Hey, Carol Jean.
Hi, Jay. My question was about a distraction. Do you think with the news about Roger Stone and Manfred, do you think it's a distraction or do you think it could hurt our president?
Well, it depends on what they find out. I mean, all that's going to be dependent. I suspect, you know, I think at the end of the day, there's going to be nothing to this. I don't think it was any secret that Paul Manafort did work in Russia, and a lot of these guys did. So I don't know. I don't have the intelligence. What I'm concerned about is the unmasking. What I'm concerned about is the leaks. What I'm concerned about is the way in which this was put forward. That's what I'm concerned about. So that's how I think it needs to be looked. Appreciate your call. I got to see if I can do what, Logan? 4 calls in 3 minutes?
Yeah, some of these people only been held 20 seconds. So if we don't make it to you guys, sorry. Yeah. Let's go to Thomas in California on line 1.
All right, Thomas, go ahead.
Jay, career prosecutor here. I just have a great quick question for you. I don't practice in federal court much, yep, but the current, what is the, if you could just tell me what the current order is that's in place regarding the travel ban. Is it an injunction, a TRO?
There's an injunction. It's not being enforced. There is a review before the Ninth Circuit, but nothing's been expedited yet.
Department of Justice did file today in the Fourth Circuit for expedited review.
On the Fourth.
In the Fourth Circuit.
That's
and
fine.
So expedited review, but again, that would be just making the briefing schedule 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not like
they gotta
tomorrow.
Get it. I think there's a strategy. I guess we're waiting to see if Gorsuch is on the bench.
Yeah, I think that there's a delay strategy to see if you get the Ninth Justice.
Which I don't think you'll need, but it'd be good to have.
All right, let's go to Bill in Pennsylvania on line 3.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Jay, how you doing today?
Good, sir.
I've been reading a lot lately about Feinstein and Waters saying that they've got the stuff to impeach Trump. Is there any truth to that?
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I mean, you don't like someone's policies, you don't get to impeach. I mean, I think this is a lot of blowing air. They're still relitigating the election, but the election's over.
The Republican Party, who controls both houses of Congress, would have to totally turn
the impeachment
on President Trump and impeach. So Nancy Pelosi is the minority leader. Chuck Schumer is the minority leader. They are a part of the minority in Congress. They do not have evidence of high crimes or misdemeanors.
And that's the standard, by the way, you have to hit. All right, we're going to do the last call.
Yep, let's do it. Let's go to Jay, who's calling in Vegas. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, just a quick note on the Russia collusion thing.
Yep.
One of the things that was found in the Vault 7 is the mimicking of malware of communication,
yep,
with Russia, kind of like what you see with Yahoo malware, email sent out saying you're stuck in some far country and you need money,
right,
sent to you.
Yep.
Anything, because I work in IT, anything that shows it comes from Russia, for example, most in 99%, it didn't come from Russia. Now, that's the point that I was calling you on. This is something that this is a question that needs to be answered. With Comey, with Comey on both sides, politicizing both sides.
Go ahead. I've only got a minute here. Go ahead.
Has he had any communication with Russia?
Yeah, he's going to say that's subject to an investigatory privilege, and he's not going to respond to that. But look, I think this story on James Comey is still being written. I really do. I don't think it's over with yet. Fan, last update here on the vote. When do you think it'll take place on the American Health Care Act?
I think if it happens today, Jay, it's going to be very late today. The Freedom Caucus is still over at the White House. They don't have a deal. If they do, they'll probably have to rewrite a rule. So I think you're looking at very late into the night if it happens today.
If not, it'll be tomorrow, you think? Or is that – can it happen tomorrow?
I think tomorrow would be – yeah, tomorrow or even into the weekend. You might have to post the bill and then wait a couple of days. So a lot of things on the table here.
We'll keep you posted, folks, if any of that goes through or whatever happens on that front. And again, we appreciate you calling and participating in the broadcast today. Again, we encourage our friends on Facebook and Periscope to share this with your friends. But also, thank you for your support of the ACLJ, including our matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. And Logan's going to let you know a lot of ways you can stay engaged with us, even during the day.
Hey, during the day, make sure you follow us on all social medias on Twitter at ACLJ and at Jay Sekula, at Jordan Sekula. You can also find us on ACLJ on Facebook, as well as everything you need, ACLJ.org, all right there.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. Confirmation hearings are taking place in the U.S. Senate for Judge Neil Gorsuch. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Gorsuch's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition to confirm Judge Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.